Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. Earlier this summer, historic preservation staff here at the City of Salem completed a historical research report on policies impacting underserved populations, providing an overview of the City of Salem's policies from the time we incorporated as a city in the mid-19th century to the present. The purpose of this study was to help us improve our understanding of our history and to determine whether land use and transportation plans have improved outcomes to historically underserved populations. This is the first time we've looked at our historical information this way, and the 130-page report, which we put together with the help of our long-range planning team and HRA, a wonderful historic consultant group, it contains a lot of really detailed information. It includes case studies focusing upon five different marginalized populations and an examination of their experience in Salem. All five groups experienced similar displacement or discrimination due to racist or exclusionary policies established by the government. Each group was underrepresented and also tended to fall within the lower income bracket, and historically were not able to own property or sometimes an automobile, and therefore had unequal access to housing and transportation. This study will be used as a foundation for an update to our transportation plan, which will include an equity analysis to ensure future land use and transportation policies actually will improve outcomes for historically underserved populations. Last week at Salem City Council meeting, the Human Rights Commission presented the results of the annual Community Belonging Survey. This is the seventh survey completed. Past surveys were held in 2017 in partnership with Willamette University, and after that annually from 2020 to this year in partnership with Western Oregon University. A majority of all respondents shared that they do feel a sense of community in Salem and that they would contact the police if they were a target of a bias crime. However, the results were quite different for those experiencing houselessness, with a majority of these people reporting that they did not feel a sense of community and that they personally experienced discrimination in Salem. Additionally, a majority of this population reported that they would not feel comfortable reaching out to the police if they were a target of discrimination or a bias crime. The Salem Police Department provides a liaison to the Human Rights Commission, and the commission utilizes the information from this survey along with other resources to consider recommendations concerning solutions to specific problems identified on prejudice or discrimination. The Salem Police have recently prioritized building trust within our community after some difficult incidents. For example, in May 2020, following the murder of George Floyd, a protest occurred in downtown Salem. After nightfall, some individuals became disorderly, and the Salem Police Department responded in full militarized gear. Ilakia McCray, a participant in the protest, was shot twice with rubber bullets by a police officer while kneeling with other demonstrators. The projectiles hit her in the eye and chest, causing permanent vision damage and ending her student-athlete career. McCray won a lawsuit against the city, stating that her civil rights had been violated. In particular, her First Amendment right to engage in lawful and peaceful assembly. As a result of this incident, the City of Salem has reevaluated their policies and procedures regarding the use of force. And earlier this year, in June 2025, the Salem Police Department published its full policy manual online for the first time. The updated use of force policy provides more detailed guidance for officers, encouraging nonviolent alternatives like de-escalation. You can find these policies online at cityofsalem.net by searching for Building Trust with the Community, Salem police policies and procedures. The Freedom Forum's annual State of Free Speech Survey, which surveys citizens regarding their awareness of the First Amendment and understanding of their rights, presented new findings last week on September 25th, amid weeks of intense free speech debate, which you may be aware of. The Freedom Forum has surveyed Americans about their attitudes toward the First Amendment freedom since 1997, beginning with the annual State of the First Amendment survey. Since 2020, the survey has been rebranded as the First Amendment, Where America Stands. According to the new data collected in August of this year, Americans remain divided on what they perceive to be the purpose and limitations of the First Amendment, with the largest issue of disagreement being around speech. While some believe that preventing hate speech is more important than protecting free speech, others disagree. Another issue is simple awareness. When asked to name all five freedoms under the First Amendment, only 1 in 10 could do so, which is still up from just 6% last year. I'm going to share the five freedoms with you now in case you don't know them. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and the right to petition. To learn more about the survey, please visit freedomforum.org. To find our historic research report on underserved communities, please visit cityofsalem.net and you'll find it on the Equity Roundtable page. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.